This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of what we have called the Law of Excluded Middle. You'll recall that Jesus made clear in Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Now what Jesus was doing here is saying there is no middle ground between the truth that men must follow God and the error that they are not under obligation to follow Him. We have been considering for the past several times some illustrations of this fact. Last time we considered the statement, the Bible teaches there is one God. Sometimes we hear men say that proposition's true. Other people say it's false. Other people may say, well, one's just as good as another. But friends, it's foolish to say that one of those statements is just as good as another. The statement that the Bible teaches there is one God is either true or it is false. If it's true, it ought to be accepted by everybody. And if it's false, it ought to be rejected by everybody. In the same way, let us consider the proposition, the Bible teaches that the believer in Christ must be baptized in water in order to have his sins washed away by the blood of Christ. Suppose one man says that proposition is true, but another man says the proposition is not true, it is false. And then a third man says, well, the proposition is neither true nor false. There's some good to be said for the view of both men. But this is absolutely ridiculous. The proposition is either true or false. Friends, the Bible either teaches that baptism, that is, immersion in water, unto the remission of sins, is either taught by the Bible or it is not. The proposition that the believer in Christ must be baptized in water in order to have his sins washed away by the blood of Christ is either true or it's false. There is no middle ground between the two positions. In the same way, we have the proposition, the Bible teaches that Christians are to eat the Lord's Supper on every first day of the week and only on the first day of the week. Of this proposition, let it be supposed that one man says the proposition is true. Further, suppose that another man says the proposition is false. It is not true. And suppose that a third man says the proposition is neither true nor false. There's some good to be said for the view of man A, and there's some good to be said for the view of man B. But friends, surely we can see that this position is ridiculous. The Bible either teaches that we are under the obligation of eating the Lord's Supper every Lord's Day and only on the Lord's Day, or it does not. In the same way, the Bible either teaches there is one God or there is not one God. It either teaches there is one Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, or it does not teach it. There is no middle ground between these true statements. The Bible either teaches there is one Holy Spirit or it does not teach it. There is no middle ground between those two statements. The Bible either teaches there is one hope, that is, hope of life everlasting, or it does not teach it. There is no middle ground between those two positions. The Bible either teaches there is one faith, that is, one definite body of doctrine to which men must comply, or it does not. Now, if one faith is as good as another, then the Bible is false. Because the Apostle Paul taught, as recorded in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9, I marvel that you're so quickly removing from him that called you in the grace of Jesus Christ unto another gospel, which is not another gospel, only there are some that would trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema. Friends, there is no more important question for any of us than the truth of God. There is no more important question for us than to understand the fact that every precisely stated proposition is either true or false. To say that one can be saved without obeying the Lord Jesus Christ is a false statement. If one man says that baptism is essential to salvation, and another man says it is false to say that baptism is essential to salvation, it's ridiculous for anybody else to say, well, there's good to be said for both views. One of those views is true, and the other is false. I'm glad that you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back with us again next time, and until then, may the Lord bless and keep you, is my prayer.